Most sports entail an element of personal risk. The main function of a safety helmet is to protect the human skull and its fragile contents by absorbing as much as possible of the kinetic energy that is violently transferred during a collision. The three principal damaging consequences of sudden impact are fracture of the skull, linear acceleration of the brain relative to the skull, and rotational acceleration of the brain. Although linear and rotational acceleration may occur at the same time, many mechanical testing procedures for helmets concentrate upon linear acceleration and use it as criterion of protection and specifications. A typical helmet consists of an outer shell and a foam liner. The shell is usually made from a strong, durable and rigid material that is capable of spreading and redistributing the impacting forces without suffering brittle fracture. This reduction in pressure lessens the risk of skull fracture. The foam liner has a cellular structure that absorbs energy when crashed by impact. Specialized designs of helmets are used in cycling, horse riding, canoeing, mountaineering, skiing, skateboarding, ice hockey, etc. Some designs are quite rudimentary and offer minimal protection. In general, the wearer expect the helmet to be comfortable to wear, lightweight, not restrict peripheral vision unduly, and be reasonably compact and/or aerodynamic. Production costs should be low. Increasing the liner thickness is beneficial, but if the use of helmets is to be promoted, there are size constraints. Thus, for a cricket helmet, acceptable shell and liner thicknesses are about 2 to 3 mm and 15 mm, respectively. Strong and tough helmet shells have been produced from ABS and GRP. The great majority of shock-absorbent foam linings are made from polystyrene, polypropylene, and polyurethane are also used.